Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Howard Stutz and I continue with our interview with Gary Carano, the executive chairman of the board of Caesars Entertainment, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Gary Carano's interview is brought to you in part by Caesars Entertainment, McDonald Carano, and the Business Council of Douglas County.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And now back to our interview with Gary Carano. You now control the Total Rewards program, which is the biggest program in the world. What are you learning from that Total Rewards program so far?
Caesars, and they've rebranded it Caesars Rewards. Caesars, that department, that marketing department under Chris Holdren, who still is with the company, is a magnificent gentleman. The Caesars Reward program, with their almost 50 million people, wow, along with our 10 or 12 million people that we brought to the partnership, is just invaluable. When Phil set that up years ago, and the people he brought in to develop that, that is a instant offense as far as revenue is concerned, and not just revenue, but then determining whether how it becomes profitable revenue. So the Caesars brand of Caesars Reward and the network and the tentacles that it has across America is completely invaluable. It's tremendous. It's just, we can't say enough about the opportunity that has for our company and it's for Lake Tahoe, you know, the FLY program with that Caesars Reward database across America. In past years, I think they've laid off of that in Reno and Tahoe. Well, we're bringing it back in full bore, so Reno and Tahoe are going to see the volumes of charter planes across America that Caesars Rewards, the database, will bring. The South also, Biloxi, and in the South in Shreveport and Bossier is a great hub too. So they've got a tremendous network of this charter business all across America that they kind of backed off from a little bit in recent years that we're bringing back in a big way.
Reno Air was a conglomeration between Harrah's and the Rio back in the day. $30 million, I remember, being invested in that airline, and it was very successful for its time. With the state of the airline industry at this point, is this something where you're thinking in terms of there's all these planes sitting there doing nothing? Yeah. Is this an opportunity for Caesars to be able to take advantage of that?
That's funny you say that. I mean, you're very intuitive. We've had those thoughts and those initial discussions, but being a public company, I'm not privy to saying, but no, we haven't taken those thoughts anywhere. But that is a possibility. But right now, we're concentrating on the network of the charter program that Caesars has and the opportunities that we have there. Is we're going to get that back to where it was and make it better across all of our properties, because we brought over 20 properties to the table that want to come to Tahoe in this beautiful summertime, or come to Tahoe and skiing, or Vegas, of course, or New Orleans, or Atlantic City. So the charter program right now is where we're, as far as air services, is where we're concentrating on. But we also buy tremendous numbers of bulk seats. So I shouldn't just say it's a charter program. From a Caesars Entertainment operating standpoint, we buy a tremendous amount of bulk seats, and so that will, you know, that helps the industry also.
More with Gary Carano after this.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And now back to our interview with Gary Carano.
I want to kind of follow up on what Sam was talking about with the Total Rewards, or Caesars Rewards, excuse me. What I found with some regional companies, had a group of customers, they always wanted to come to Vegas, and they didn't, but the regional companies didn't have a property in Vegas. Now you have, I guess, 8 or 9, whatever, based on the count. Did you have that with a lot of your regional customers? They would love to come to Tahoe, but they'd like to go to Vegas and wanted an opportunity to do that. Is that something you found? I'm curious your thoughts having, finally, for a company, for your family to own something here in Las Vegas. And you own a lot here now.
From a gaming customer, a player standpoint, absolutely, Howard. I mean, having the properties in Las Vegas is for our database, when it was the El Dorado database, absolutely, this is a gem for us to be able to offer trips to Las Vegas. That is huge for us. I mean, taking apart the charter program that flies into Laughlin and Reno, Tahoe, and Biloxi, but the individual trips that will come out of the database that we've added to Caesars Entertainment to go to Vegas is going to be tremendous.
More with Gary Carano after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting.
So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And now back to our interview with Gary Carano.
We haven't brought up the words coronavirus or COVID-19, but I'm going to right now, which is why we're doing this virtual. I wish I was sitting in the room with you guys instead of being down here in Vegas. The operations, the way, you know, your company has operated casinos now in this current COVID environment, what types of operations do you think will continue moving forward once we get beyond, you know, COVID-19? I'm curious your thoughts. You know, I mean, this is a, you know, unprecedented times. I'm curious some of the operating procedures that you've implemented. What do you think will carry forward?
Well, Howard, I'm optimistic, as we all are, that with Dr. Fauci, that the vaccine is going to be available to us this fall, this early winter. But from an operating standpoint, I mean, it's been just a horrible experience to have all those employees laid off before we closed on Caesars and furloughed all those employees. And then when we were able to open back up before we had closed on Caesars, of course, all in the industry, whether it's a gaming industry or a restaurant industry or whatever industry, you're only open up half of your restaurant seats or none of your bars and none of your entertainment. We have slowly brought employees back and have done, unfortunately, a lot of layoffs, which is just disheartening because that was not our culture. We always would work with our employees on a seasonal basis and keep them employed and try to keep their benefits with the minimum number of hours. But going forward, I think that, you know, in Nevada, our governor has been working with the industry very well, and Governor Sisolak, and I think we're having discussions now how we can possibly get in, operate conventions, execute conventions in our properties, because whether it's Reno, Tahoe, or especially Las Vegas, and Caesars is not a big convention properties. Our properties aren't like the other our competitors in Las Vegas as far as having conventions. But having those conventions, you know, as well as I do, in Las Vegas midweek, where we're running, and our properties run 50-55% occupancy, and we're running full on weekends without those conventions. So he's working with the industry to see how we can start staging conventions, and the same with concerts. So we're positive that, you know, as slowly, let's see what happens in the next month or so, a couple months with the pandemic. Restaurants the same way. It's hard to, whether you're a private restaurant owner, to make money at 50% occupancy. It's just sad to see across America all these small businesses that in the restaurant business, you can't make it having 50%. So hopefully that that continues to evolve and get back to whatever the new norm is with face masks and some type of social distancing and the vaccine hopefully is our savior.
What would your father think of the company now? You know, that you own, you know, not Eldorado anymore, it's Caesars Entertainment. I'm kind of curious your thoughts on that.
Well, Howard, you know, our father, you know, took care of his family and as we speak, I want to cry and I wish he was here to see it. He passed away, as you know, in 2017 and didn't get to see, of course, this has turned out to be. I was telling Sam earlier, it's such a small state and it's such a small industry still. In the early 80s, a gentleman was trying to buy Caesars Entertainment and he hired one of my father's law partners, Bud Hicks, who is the head of our compliance committee at Caesars Entertainment, to represent him to get a gaming license in Nevada and New Jersey. But he needed an operator. Mr. Hicks said, "Oh, I've got Mr. Don Carano who runs the Eldorado." So long story short, my dad went through licensing for Caesars, or not for Caesars, for this gentleman to buy Caesars in Nevada and New Jersey in the early 80s, and actually also had an equity kicker too in the early 80s in that transaction. Then the crash came, and fast forward, he wasn't able to get his financing, and then fast forward, we owned the company. But that's how small this industry and how small Nevada is. But my dad, you know, all I can remember is you know, the 2014 when he said, you know, you go ahead. That was right there. That told me that he wanted to finish his life off, what he really enjoyed doing, and that was walking the vineyards and developing the winery that he and Rhonda built in the late 70s. So that he's smiling down on us and proud of what his family's doing. So.
Now with all the entertainment, most of the restaurants shut down are at 50%. Gambling is the focus of every property, and we've seen a tremendous pent-up demand. Mm-hmm. At every market that's opened up, they are doing as good as, or if not better than they were doing before as far as revenues go. How do you think this is going to change the industry? Are we going to become more gambling-centric as an industry because of what we're seeing with these numbers?
Well, Sam, I think it, you know, there's different markets at Caesars Entertainment with our regional properties with, you know, the riverboats or land-based casinos in the heartland or in the south, which are basically local casinos. I mean, they're within an hour to two drive for our players. And so they're always have been and I think continue to be gaming heavy as far as the mix of gaming and non-gaming revenues. Now when you have your destination resorts, Las Vegas, Atlantic City, New Orleans, Reno, Tahoe, I think that, you know, I think slowly the non-gaming revenues, room revenues are still there. And our room occupancy on weekends, we're full every single weekend in Vegas and Reno and Tahoe. Atlantic City, same way. Midweek, like we just discussed, without the conventions, is the kicker. That's what we need to replace. And I don't know, we can't replace that with our database. We can't replace that with our retail business. And so that we're going to have to. And I think, like in Nevada, our governor, like you said, is working with us, and hopefully that'll happen throughout the other states, and or we get the answer to the pandemic with the vaccine. So, I think I don't see the industry flip-flopping back in Nevada or in Vegas where non-gaming is so high, because the opportunity is still there, you know, three nights a week as far as the non-gaming opportunities. So we're still going to find a way to drive those non-gaming revenues. And gaming, of course, is very, very key to, but non-gaming revenues, as you stated, are important. So I think we're still going to see those.
Allegiant Stadium, the first Raiders game is about to be played as we're taping this. What is your excitement level and what is your brother's excitement level in terms of the opportunities there?
You know, again, Chris Holdren and the Caesars Entertainment team has done a fantastic job with their partnership and sponsorships with NFL and with the Oakland Raiders, or the Las Vegas Raiders and ESPN. I mean, as we just announced our relationship with ESPN, and so the opportunity we have, I just wish we could be there tonight because we have some great seats there, and to see that what it's going to do to the city when you've got 80,000 people in that stadium, what it's going to do to that city is just exciting. So, I mean, the opportunity that we have with the NFL, with the Raiders, and with ESPN in Las Vegas and for our company is a jewel. I mean, it's with the online and sports betting, the next big opportunity in our industry, the relationships we have with the Raiders and the NFL and the ESPN. I'm being repetitive, but it's very, very, it's going to be exciting.
For people who are listening to this online and just hearing the audio, the smile on Gary's face is from ear to ear. Howard, do you want to run in with the last topic, and then I've got one more after that?
Well, I was just the thing I keep on getting back to, obviously, is the company is in Nevada. The leadership now that Caesars Entertainment can take. I mean, you are in all the four major markets as a company. What kind of role do you see yourself? Do you see Caesars playing in Nevada to keep, you know, as we recover, especially with the recovery that we're looking at, you know, economic recovery, the gaming industry recovery, you know, post-pandemic?
Howard, I think our CEO, Tom Reeg, who's been with the family almost 20 years now and covered gaming from the bank side and from the street side and grew up in the business, and that's how we met him, grew up in the covering gaming. I think with his leadership, already demonstrated his leadership working with the governor and the executives in Nevada on this pandemic. I think that Caesars, like we said, there's only one Caesars in the world. And I think that Caesars, Jan Jones Blackhurst, who worked for years with Caesars, did such a tremendous job in diversity and philanthropic and governmental affairs, is now sits on our board of directors. And Jan is just, she has so much knowledge to help Tom and my son Anthony and Brett Yunker, our CFO, who lives in Vegas. So I think that the position that Caesars takes will be one already has taken of leadership. We're not those that are looking for the to be in the limelight. We'd rather be behind the scenes, but we're very excited about, and Caesars is the leader in Nevada with all the properties we have. So we're excited about taking that, and we're very much going to be involved and are involved in what's going on in this great state.
So, Gary, I want to ask you a question. You know, I started Nevada Newsmakers almost 20 years ago, and the idea behind it was that with the growth of Southern Nevada, that Northern Nevada really had to market itself to Southern Nevada because the power base had moved to the south. And when you talk to people in Northern Nevada, sometimes they would say that they didn't like Las Vegas. But when you talk to people in Las Vegas, they would say, where's Reno? They didn't know. And my concern was that over time, that Reno would be considered by people in Las Vegas as Elko or Ely, and people wouldn't realize that there's 500,000 people in this market and that there are needs here as well. In the meantime, as you pointed out earlier, because of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we have attracted a mini Silicon Valley. Mm. And this is a 30-year boom we're on. In fact, it's getting irritation from some people at UNLV that we're getting too many things up here and they should be going down to Southern Nevada. So now that Caesars is going to be run from Reno, you've made the corporate headquarters here, this will allow you, I'm presuming, to have tremendous influence with the legislature, because you're not only based in Reno, but you also have this huge share of Las Vegas. How do you view Northern Nevada vis-a-vis the legislature and what the needs are of Northern Nevada?
Well, it's a small state even though the population boom in Las Vegas has been exponential, still a small state. And we know our legislators, even though there's a tremendous turnover. We obviously know that the revenues that and the needs for the tax base in Las Vegas and Clark County is so much larger than Washoe County. But I think that the way we've grown up and our culture is to work with our legislators, no matter which side of the aisle they are. And so I think that culture we take, and Caesars, like I said, with Jan Jones Blackhurst, has done a tremendous job at the state legislature, from the governor through the legislators for years. Jan's done a great job, and now with her mentorship with our team, that we kept many of the team members from Caesars and that. So I think that there's no north and south with us. I mean, it's one great state, and we understand there's only one Las Vegas, just like there's only one beautiful Lake Tahoe. Reno has its unique fit in this model, and Laughlin does too. But I think that the needs of the state will be worked out with the legislatures on a fair basis, and we're going to take a very important role in that because of the size of our company and the taxes we pay.
More with Gary Carano after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.